It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. Thank you to Chris for holding it down as well. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. Get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had a hell of a show already. We talked about the NFL trade deadline. We've had some amazing guests. We got the college football first playoff rankings that were just announced. I'll give you a recap in a second. Don't worry about it. How can you listen to the show if you missed a minute? Always on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Yeah, talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Lomas Brown for coming through. Detroit Lions legend, current broadcaster, to talk about the Lions adding Za'Darius Smith, what the rest of their season will look like. And thank you all so much to Frank Schwab. Joining us, covers all things NFL football for Yahoo Sports, to take a look at some of these other trades that took place earlier today. The Steelers getting Mike Williams from the Jets, the Commanders picking up Marshawn Lattimore, and then the Dallas Cowboys, they got a wide receiver that doesn't play in Jonathan Mingo. Genius. I haven't seen this guy really play since he was in college. And speaking of college, we just talked about it on the other side of the break. The first edition of the college football playoff rankings have been released. Yeah, we got a ways to go here. We know there are 12 teams that make it in. Oregon, the Ducks, are ranked one. The Ohio State University, they are two. The Bulldogs are three. The U, Miami, at number four. And Texas at five. Penn State at six. And Tennessee at seven. Indiana, I still cannot believe they're even good. Indiana is 8, BYU is 9th, Notre Dame is 10th, Alabama is 11th, and Boise State is 12th. Only one reason to watch Boise State, even with their 7-1 record, that's to see what Ashton Jeanty just continues to roll along and mow along doing. And so we'll see what happens. There's still plenty of time to continue and move on when it comes down to these college football rankings. Right now, that the rankings are over, ESPN is blessing us with Miami of Ohio and Ball State. Yeah, just the Tuesday matchup that everybody wanted to see. Itching. There's no NBA today because it's election day. And people want folks out there voting. Or at least the NBA does. And so we got some good matchups that are coming up as a result. Well, not this game. But well, we have some good games that are going to be coming up this upcoming Saturday. I can't wait to see what the Bulldogs do against Ole Miss. And the world will continue to roll on. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I can almost, well, not almost. And this guy, he just spoke. Oh, my God. Lincoln Riley just spoke.
Literally just spoke.
Wow. No, they're not even going to make it to a damn bowl game. That is not happening. And they just had some news. Jaden Maeva is taking over for Miller Moss. If you haven't heard earlier today, he's getting a boot. Miller Moss is, because he can't stop throwing the football to the other team. You talk about a bowl game. This guy basically has this job right now because of his performance last year in a bowl game where he decided to light it up and throw 6 touchdowns in a game. And then as we went through the offseason and got closer to the start of the season, Lincoln Riley swore up and down and told everybody who would even listen that this was like a quarterback competition until it wasn't. And then Miller Moss took over. And then he had a big performance against LSU. But now USC has lost 4 out of their last 5 games. This man, Millamoss, has 7 interceptions in his last 3 games. Damn it, he threw 3 against the Huskies. And so now they're telling him to have a seat. It doesn't matter what the offensive line looks like. The offensive line can stink and so can he. He looks shell-shocked. And if there's one thing we know about Jaden Maeva coming over from UNLV, at least this guy can run just a little bit. I don't know if Lincoln Riley is trying to save his own ass by putting in a new quarterback who can actually move behind a busted offensive line, but that looks to be the case. Lincoln Riley, yeah, ain't no college football playoff here. Not at all. Matter of fact, this past Saturday, Lincoln Riley was asked, you going to sit down, Millamoss? You going to play Jaden Maeva? And listen to what Lincoln Riley said on Saturday.
I wouldn't say that right now, no. I mean, for us, it's for us right now, what we're looking at is what is each the best lineup, the best people to help us win each and every week, and we're going to keep our focus there.
Okay. All right. We can only do the best that we can do. That was from Saturday. I just told you, Lincoln Riley, he just spoke. And after the news broke earlier today that Millamoss has been benched, Lincoln Riley, minutes ago after practice, he told everybody why he made a move.
I said I was going to make decisions based on what was best for the team to win. And nothing's changed. We go back and evaluate like we do every single game. We have 2 good players in the room, and when we went back and looked at it, we felt like it was in the best interest of the team to give Jaden a chance here. And it's that simple. I know, listen, I've been through enough of these with QBs. I know the QBs in any program, especially one like this, are a lightning rod. We've made a lot of other changes at other positions throughout this, trying to find our best lineups and the best possible lineup to help us go win that aren't going to get the attention and publicity. And I get it. It's part of football. But there was nothing more to this decision than that. And I want to say, like, listen, Millamoss has done a really good job for us. Like, you could literally not change one thing that Miller's done, and we could be sitting here with a really, really good record right now. Miller has done a very good job. He's been a really good leader for this team. He's been loyal to this program. He has worked hard, and he has done a lot of really good things on the football field. So this is not a reflection of anything more than we have another good player in the room, and we feel like it gives us a good opportunity, and we felt like that this was the when we went back and evaluated that this was the best thing for the team, and it's really that simple.
Hickey, besides the band practicing in the back trying to make some noise for a bunch of losers, was that garbage truck for Lincoln Riley?
Sounds like it, right? I think a lot of USC fans wish he took his stuff and threw it right there.
That's crazy. You know, I like how he talked about it. He's like, yeah, I done been through these things with a bunch of other quarterbacks before. And this is why the hell they brought him in there. Like, why? This is why Lincoln Riley is there. And not everybody could just wake up and just say, hey, here's Caleb Williams. And if you think back to Lincoln Riley, his time, this guy's worked with everybody from Kyler Murray to Baker Mayfield. Like, he works with QBs. Now, I don't know if he could do anything about the offensive line and I guess the physical limitations of a said QB, but I don't find it, let's just say, it's interesting timing. You got Nebraska coming up next. Nebraska cannot score to save their damn lives right now. They are on a 3-game losing streak. They just lost to the other California team. UCLA beat them 27-20. You don't have confidence that Millamoss can go out there and beat Nebraska? Come on. Lincoln Riley continued on. And he said, yeah, of course, telling him, breaking the news to him that you got to have a seat. It wasn't easy.
It was tough. It was tough. I've been a part of a few of these. It's never easy. There's nothing easy about it, especially when you got a guy that's worked hard and that has done a lot of really good things. I mean, honestly, I've been at times where it's easier where the guy's just not playing very good at all and the team's getting, you know, is getting blown out, and like it's like painfully obvious, right? Like anybody could do it. Ones like these where it's a tough call, or it's tough. I mean, I was a part of one of a few years ago where, you know, we were undefeated at the time. I mean, like and so you never know 100%. Nobody's got a crystal ball. But, you know, we just come in here like a play call, like decisions we make the best decisions we can that we feel like are in the best interest of this program. And it's, you know, it's my job to take the emotion out of it, because, you know, you have a loyalty to all these guys individually, but you got a bigger loyalty to the team and program, and it's always got to stay that way.
Oh, boy. They lost to Maryland. No disrespect to Maryland, but I get it. New Big Ten, everybody, cross-country this, cross-country. It's Maryland. Like they, I don't got no lacrosse jokes, but it's Maryland. Lincoln Riley should go out there and just pack up his bags. And I don't know if that's a forklift or a garbage truck. You know, we had this playoff ranking come out tonight officially. Let's be real here. Like USC, that you got Lincoln Riley, you're expecting to compete in this. Not even like miss out on a bowl game. You're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. I don't know what the next best option is here for USC. If Lincoln Riley is to get the boot, I don't think they're going to give him the boot. Let me fix that. Hickey, if they lose to Nebraska, does that kind of put a stake into the ground that he might get the boot at the end of the year?
It better. It has to, because you got to ask yourself now, if you're USC, where's the bright spot in turning this thing around?
Oh, there's none.
Exactly right.
And here, the season is, it's a dub. It's over. It's cooked. They've been cooked.
Done.
And now you got to finish the year against Notre Dame like this. He basically is putting my Ava in there to save his ass. Because who knows? I don't know what the hell that's going to happen. I think between them and UCLA is going to be a toss-up. But Nebraska, he doesn't believe in Miller Moss. He has to put in my Ava out there just to have some hope. That's scary, man. I don't know. Lincoln Riley is cooked. He has to go find another quarterback to babysit next year.
He's got a lot of things right now. But it's also like, I mean, even go back to last year. They had Caleb Williams. What did they do, JR? 7-5.
Yeah.
And now you sitting at a 5-7 season with, I mean, good luck. Now, Big Ten's not getting any easier.
Don't you think, not that I want to defend him, with all the changes in the transfer portal and the fact that the players can get up and move at their own whim, and the players, not the players, but the coaches have less power, isn't it more difficult not just for Lincoln Riley, but anybody to go out and coach and to keep talent?
Sure. Yes. Right? Because then now you have to re-recruit your players for the first time really ever, when that wasn't, for the most part, a problem. But you could also flip it on the other side. You can turn your program around, like, just like Indiana's doing.
Right. Oh, my God.
In the span of one off season. You know, yeah. Get a great transfer portal class, and all of a sudden you're, you know, you can go from now to the outhouse to the penthouse.
Is that not an anomaly, though? I mean, this might be the new normal moving forward, to be Indiana and suck for a bunch of years. You get a new coach in, and then boom, you switched everything up. This is, I don't want to call it like the pros, which we know it is kind of professional. If your name is Lincoln Riley and you are in California, you're in Southern California, why the downturn so fast? And maybe there should be some optimism that, hey, he can turn things around quickly next year, no?
I mean, his track record would say, right, there's reason to believe. But, I mean, also look, like, he's, like, you look at in recent time here, he's 6-10 in his last 16, 12-12 in his last 24, like, he's now starting to become pretty far removed from the time at Oklahoma when he was going to the playoff, it felt like every single year.
Yeah.
Even though one year they went to the playoff, or just missed out on the playoff, I should say, at USC a few years ago with Caleb Williams in 2022, like, those days, man, they're starting to go by pretty fast, and they're starting to hit the rearview mirror. And it's just like, I mean, it's not the offense, it's the defense, if it's not the quarterback, it's the run. Like, they just have so many problems. And he's part of it. Like, his coaching is directly part of it.
And here's the thing. He's a young guy. Like, he's not an old dude. Lincoln Riley, well, all things, he's 40. He's got to be in his early 40s. We have dudes who are much older than him, like 20 years senior, who have decided to just step away and walk away because they're just like, I don't want to deal with this NIL. I can't deal with the up and down. I can't deal with the checks. I can't deal with the salary. I can't deal with the money. We got guys like Dabo Swinney. He's just like, I don't want to pay for no players. And then he just gets his ass whooped. Like, the power's gone. You got to play the game or just get out of it. And Lincoln Riley might be forced out. This is really a last-ditch stand. And then, you know what? Not today. He actually said, his team, USC, they have been unlucky.
We've kind of had the anomaly of a year. You know, normally, you know, these things end up over time going about 50-50 on these games that come down to one play. And we've happened to have the year that you know, not too many of them have went our way. And we've been a good enough team to win every game. We've been enough, a good enough team to put ourselves in position to win, but we haven't separated consistently. And we've consistently been in these games that come down to one play. And we just have not done a good enough job making those plays.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you lost to Maryland. You just benched your starting quarterback because he's just giving a ball to the other team. You're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. You're throwing out a transfer from UNLV. Who can move? He can run around. Just to try to save your ass. You would think USC would have been in talks to be in the college football playoff. They are not even in competition to get to a damn bowl game with a 4-5 record. Let's see how they finish off, right? Okay. They got Notre Dame to finish off the year. Good luck with that one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Top 12 teams in the college football playoff: Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami, Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, and Boise State. USC, just a far off ways away. It's tough. Caleb Williams, this man was crying in the stands last year. Come on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, being a quarterback is tough. Unless you're Jaden Daniels, this guy makes it look real damn easy. We're going to talk about how great these Commanders look. Yeah, you can turn things around. One player, one owner, one staff, one coach. The Commanders are a great example. Maybe there's hope for everybody else on the NFL side. We'll get into the Commanders on the other side of the break. A big trade today, deciding to bring in Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints. We'll give you an update on that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, there we have a new slogan. Bringing sense to the nonsense. I'd put that on a hoodie, but I'm too lazy. I don't feel like it. Hoodie season. Weather was actually warm here today. It's like 80 degrees here in Georgia. Hickey, what's that weather feel like up in New York? Was it 80 today?
Not 80, 70. Not bad today.
Wow.
I know.
50 degrees tomorrow then, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then it's going to be like 30 by the weekend and then probably have snow or sleet like next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
That's the New York fall for you.
Wow. What? Friday is going to be I can't count. Is Friday going to be the 8th or the 9th or something like that?
Friday is going to be the 8th of November.
Oh, my God. Nah, that would make no sense. I just want to step into. I can't freeze time, can I? I can't do that.
I'd love to. I'd love for you to do that. I think a lot of people would love for you to do that.
Go around kicking people in the shins.
That's what you would do. You wouldn't like rob a store or like whatever. Whoa. You would go kick people in the shins when they're frozen.
You took me from one crime to another. Rob a store? Whose store? Whose store is it?
Well, the bank. Please, I love small business. Bank. You know, I'm pro small business here. Just go take from the bank, make yourself rich. And I guess right because time's frozen, the cameras would be frozen, so no one would know.
I have a question.
Okay.
Even if everybody just stopped and froze, right? Mm-hmm. How am I getting – what? I got to go into the vault? Like, where am I getting money? I got to, like, steal every cashier's – I got to steal money out their hands. Do people still go to the bank and move cash around?
I did not think about it. Yes. Old people. And that, I mean, that's a bad crime. You steal from old folks.
No, but I mean, if the old person is passing the money to the cashier through the little hole, then, you know, who cares?
True. So I guess if you have the power, just like click, right, to stop time. Maybe that's what you would do. Is that what you would do, or you just go kick people in the shins?
I don't know. He's stealing money better. You're probably better off going into people's houses, right? No? But nobody
Why the hell not? Sure.
Who has cash in the house? I don't know.
Who has cash anywhere, I guess.
I'm saying. It's true. It's kind of, I got to do like Kirk Cousins says, right?
Go in the trap, take over the trap?
Yes. I got to find drug dealer houses.
Make sure you don't unpause time, by the way, when you're in there.
When I end up looking at El Chapo by mistake.
And if he finds out you're in there, you're in big trouble.
Well, he's in a Supermax, right? He's in Colorado somewhere.
Allegedly. Guy finds his way out every place.
Yeah, he got like three pillows underneath his bed right now, under the covers. He's out living a life somewhere in Mexico. I was going to say shout outs to El Chapo, but that's not a good thing. No shout outs to El Chapo. Anyway, time flies, man. November 5th. We really have skipped from Halloween to Christmas time. We have. All I see are advertisements for tree lightings, and I hear Christmas music. I hear the sleigh bells. Have you heard any of that too, or is it just me?
I thankfully have not. I love Christmas, but it's sickening how early they start pushing it. But so far, as you sit here on November 5th, I have yet to see a decoration, a tree, or even an advertisement.
Here in the studio, not our studio, but in the building, in the vicinity of here, they're advertising the tree lighting. I'm listening to, you know, the radio, and I hear the sleigh bells.
Oh, my.
Already. I'm like, it was just Halloween on Thursday. Wasn't it Thursday Halloween?
Thursday.
There were still Halloween parties. I still saw Halloween parties taking place on Saturday. People walking around still in as firefighters and, you know, nurse freaks and all of this stuff. And I'm just like, we just immediately just moved to Christmas. I'm like, I can't do this.
Poor Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's done.
It's invisible. Forget about afterthought. It's just totally invisible.
Yeah, you go from Halloween straight to Christmas. Not me. I'm going to try to enjoy it. Now, Hickey, in Germany, all of December, the whole month, they celebrate Christmas for the whole month.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, it's no different than, I guess, here. Hickey, shop early holiday deals now, Amazon.
Oh, they're listening.
I'm looking at it. I got ESPN on one TV, CBS on another. That's CBS.
Wow.
Amazon is trying to make me go shopping already. I guess, right? You got to get gifts early. Whatever.
Well, Black Friday's coming up sooner than you think.
You think that Japanese guy we talked about yesterday, you think he's going to be out for Black Friday?
Probably telling a few ladies that he was dating that his birthday's on Black Friday.
The guy got arrested for having 30 girlfriends and lying to him just for the gifts. Good for him. Good for people I can get away with. Nah, let me not say that. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the college football playoff rankings. We talked about a team that you won't see in them damn rankings. You will not see USC. They just decided to bench their starting quarterback, Miller Moss, after he kept throwing the ball to the wrong damn team. Jaden Maeva is going to go ahead and get the start against Nebraska. And we talked about how fast you could just, you change things up. And that's on a college level if you think about the transfer portal. I got to tell you, it's crazy. Today we saw Marshawn Lattimore go from the Saints to the Commanders right before the trade deadline. And Washington has been a joke for the absolute longest time. Dan Snyder basically owned the team for the better part of 25 years, and they've given away some of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in sports. Take a look at Albert Hainsworth. They've been more than pathetic. They've been beyond pathetic. And all of a sudden, they get Josh Harrison. They're able to go ahead and draft Jaden Daniels. And this is a team right now. I can't believe, if you would have told me, they would have been okay, they've been average, I'd have been like, yeah, fine. Not that they'd be in competition with the Eagles right now to legitimately win the NFC East. They are 7-2. I can't wrap my brain around that. Dan Quinn, everybody loves Dan Quinn. People loved him here in Atlanta until he started to lose and then choke in the Super Bowl. This is a team that hasn't had a winning season since 2016. Jaden Daniels is on his way to being Offensive Rookie of the Year, 2,000 yards passing, 9 touchdowns. Always impressive to me when the players don't turn the ball over. Only 2 interceptions, 460 yards passing, 4 rushing touchdowns. He has shown that he's tough as nails. And I guess why wouldn't we expect this to translate over from college? The guy won a Heisman. We talked about him being too slight. We saw him make big throws, getting hit. Guy had busted ribs a couple of weeks ago, still went out there, competed. He's somebody easy to root for. And you want to talk about how fast the tide can pretty much change? Adam Peters becomes GM in January, comes over from the 49ers. Josh Harris takes over. I guess one of his teams has to actually work. The Philadelphia 76ers are not. We'll get into them in a bit. But it's just good to see new blood, new players, new exciting players. It's nice to know that Washington, they got a QB, and they got a guy that they can look at for the next decade. It's pretty awesome. Jaden Daniels, this past Sunday, after knocking off the New York Giants, he says, yeah, man, wow, we haven't been this good in how long? 45 years? More than double the amount of time I've been alive.
Got to live in the moment. Hey, you know, this could be all good. You know, we got a game next week, but I mean, I'm just happy for the fan base that they could be something proud of in the product that we're putting out on the field.
Okay, all right. He doesn't care. He's like, did my check cash? Okay, that's all that matters to me. Dan Quinn understands. Speaking of their next game, they got Pittsburgh on Sunday. Another team that's gone ahead and made some trades, picking up Mike Williams on the offense, Preston Smith on the defense. Dan Quinn, despite the youth of his team and his young quarterback, Dan Quinn is like, man, my guys, they're adults.
I thought the guys did a good job of, you know, filling the tanks back up. We acknowledged it that like this was a historic win for us. And last week, I'm talking about at home with in the fashion it went, and how do you recognize it, but then also fill the tanks back up, knowing you're heading back into a division game. And I thought it showed a lot of maturity from the team.
Not good. I'm happy for them. I don't know if I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles caught them. But it's good to know the Commanders are still going to go to the postseason. And I think they're like a lot of other teams, no different than Houston last year. When you get that first taste of the postseason, you get punched in the mouth, right? Now you got a trial by fire. You got to walk through the fire before you can actually get to some type of success. That's what it is. And I think that'll be the case here for Washington. I think every experience from what they've done up until now, what they will do if they get to the postseason, I think they will. And what happens when they get there, I think is great. And I think if you're Washington, you got a new owner, you got a new quarterback, you got a new GM, you got a new coach, you got new players. You can't ask for anything more. I'm excited for Washington. And they went through the name change, too. Commanders, I still call them the Washington football team. They could have done better. Hickey, what was some of the last names? Didn't they have better things than this, like fighter pilots and stuff like that? I don't know.
Yeah, they did. Not the Hogs? They had a lot better options than the one they picked.
Could you? You got an NFL, the Washington Hogs. That would have been.
No, you don't like that one?
No, not at all.
Hmm.
Kind of hokey. What's the worst NFL team name? Let's think about that for a minute. The least intimidating. The Browns is probably the dumbest name, right?
After a color, I agree. Name yourself a pick on the big bad Browns. Whoa. Watch out.
The Brown Dog Pound Browns. Didn't they name it after Paul, the boss?
Yes, but
yeah, it's stupid. Dumb.
Yeah, not intimidating. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, let's name the Seattle Greens. Is that what we get next? I don't know. Oh, man. The Seahawks, Chargers. Yeah, let's look at the NFL standing. Look at the worst.
Jets are not that intimidating. Oh, here comes the planes, guys. Watch out. Oof.
Jets. Oh, no, you jet across the field. Dolphins.
Raven. Right. Raven's not scaring anybody.
Ravens is like horror movie-ass. Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah. Yeah.
You look at a raven on the street, no one's being intimidated by that.
Yeah, but it's about the atmosphere that ravens nevermore. Raven nevermore. Come on, Hickey. Edgar Allan Poe. Scary.
He was not. They were not named after Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, that's he's from Baltimore. He's from the Bronx, but I think he was born. He's his crypt is too much. There's a lot of spooky stuff. Edgar Allan Poe was tied into. He's the ravens are inspired by him. True, it
okay,
is.
Okay, fine. I can
Raven,
see that.
Nevermore. That's you didn't know that?
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, the Ravens. Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, fine. Maybe I'll take it back. I take it back.
They're the most Halloween-esque football team, the Ravens. Broncos, Raiders are badass. Raiders are great.
Very.
Steelers are good. Bengals are good. Browns suck. Texans or whatever. Colts and Titans. Just for history purposes, it'd probably be the Dolphins. They probably got the worst football name.
Packers?
Right? What are they named after? People packing stuff up? Like,
yeah, cheese. You worried about that? Worried about a bunch of cheese packers?
No. You think it's between the Dolphins and the Packers?
Well, if we're taking the Browns out of it, because I guess it is named after, you know, Paul
the
Brown,
guy?
But
yeah, right.
Still, it's... Yeah, right?
I think it's the Dolphins.
Soft animal.
Yeah, Miami Dolphins? What else could you name? What else would you name the football team after?
Like, I guess here's maybe the real answer.
What?
The Saints.
New Orleans Saints? No. That's
Saints
cool.
are nice people.
Now, come on. What? We got Padres, too? Like, I mean, on San Diego baseball side?
You worried about a bunch of fathers coming after you?
No. Well, I remember that at one point in time, then they gave him a bat.
Yes. That was a good logo.
You had a bat one time. No.
No.
It's the Dolphins, man. They're supposed to be smart. I don't know. They got a cool look. I can't even say the mascot is cool looking. His helmet sits on his head. I don't know. It's weird.
The old school logo is cool. The new one can, you know.
The old Dolphins
logo? Yeah, like, you know, when they wear the throwbacks, that, like, that logo is like, it's like a retro. The new one here is like streamlined. It looks like it's clip art.
The Dolphins logos always look stupid.
I agree. Wait, old one or the new one?
You talking about both of them? What's the difference?
The old one's just better. It's cleaner. The Dolphins like an actual, you know, jumping shape.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Dolphins.
The helmet fits better on the head.
Yeah, I know, right? They need to do that with the mascot now. Ugh. Rich Ackerman is here with us. Are the Dolphins not the dumbest football name of a team?
I don't know about that. I always liked the old logo. The original logo, jumping through the hoop.
Forget the logo, the team name. The name.
No, I'm okay with it. I don't really, you know, I don't really have any problem with any of the teams.
None of them? None of the names sound... I mean, the Washington Commanders, they recently rebranded everything.
And they want a new nickname, though.
What's that? The Winners?
I'm not sure, but, well, new ownership.
You think they're going to change the name again?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
We shall see.
Okay. Yeah, we will. I would have kept it as the Washington football team. I think that's much more badass. We are so badass, we don't even need a name. We're just going to run through everybody. The Washington football team. Sound like a bunch of IRS accountants coming to just beat you up. And it's better than the Commanders.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, I did share with you how just quickly things have been able to change out in Washington, D.C. Josh Harris is the new owner of the Washington Commanders. They have a new owner, a new general manager. They have a new quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and they're moving in a positive direction. You know, earlier today, they traded for Marshawn Lattimore from the New Orleans Saints. And this team, Washington, they are on the up and up. Meanwhile, another team that Josh Harris is a part of, the owner of a team, is the Philadelphia 76ers. Starting the year 1-4. Not a good look for these Sixers. We learned earlier today that Joel Embiid suspended 3 games. He's going to miss 3 game checks. Whenever the hell he's going to be available to play, this is going to, of course, cost him about more than $1 million for putting his hands on a reporter, a columnist, who decided to invoke the name of his deceased brother and his son in regards to Joel Embiid talking about how these are individuals who have inspired him to play. Oh, ouch. Does this really matter to Joel Embiid? Probably not. $1 million? I think Joel Embiid, with his current contract extension, I think his career earnings, I don't think missing $1 million is going to matter to Joel Embiid too much. Hickey, do you think he got punished? Not at all, right? Nothing.
Not at all. No, sir.
No punishment. Like, what can you do here? Joel Embiid, as of right now, contract runs through 2028, almost $200 million. Like, whoop-de-freaking-do. And that is his contract extension. That doesn't take into account every dollar and cent that he's made so far in the NBA, which is probably going to push him into a $500 million range. His career earnings, $500 million with the new agreement, fourth highest in NBA history for a guy who never plays. Joel Embiid missing out on $1 million. Come on now. And they can't, Hickey, how can they punish him more, right? They can't.
So I did see a tweet that said, you want to punish him? Make him play. Make him play three right. games in a row.
Make him play on that bad knee. That they say, well, we know his body is bad. It's just a matter of how much he wants to play. And they're like, oh, well, whenever he's eligible to play, well, we're not going to let him. You got to be okay, whatever. You can't punish guys who make this much money. It's just the reality of it, unfortunately. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Andrew's calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm very well. What's up?
Hey, just calling to see what you think about that Za'Darius Smith trade for the Lions. And then my other question was about the Brian Branch ejection.
Well, let me answer the first question first. Of course, I think this is a good move. There's no replacing Aiden Hutchinson. We talked about this with Lawmus Brown earlier on in the show. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's a good look. I mean, the guy got 5 sacks. He's familiar with the division. Yeah, it's been a few years, but when he was running around with the Packers, the guy had like 13 sacks. So am I expecting him to wake up and give you 8 the rest of the way? No, but he is certainly an improvement than what you had. When it comes to Brian Branch, what's your question?
Well, it's just, yeah, I get the NFL has to do what they have to do. Like, I get it. Rules are rules. But with eight weeks, they had 2 ejections, Puka and Brian.
Yeah, he punched
I mean,
the guy.
It's just weird, I guess, to me. Well, I mean, Miami
Puka is not, he punched a guy. What do you want from him? He punched a guy.
Oh, I just seen that he was ejected, and I guess I didn't watch the video.
Yeah, for punching a guy, yeah.
Oh, well, I can see that. I
mean, can't do that. Can't do that.
No, no, you can't do that. I mean, but I mean, the Brian Branch, I mean, I don't. It didn't look like he was intentionally trying to do it. I mean, obviously, we're not in his head. You know, he doesn't want to get ejected as well. So, I mean, it just seems.
Well, Brian Branch hit a guy. It looked like he had time to kind of slow down or move. And let me not say slow down. The ball was not near the receiver anymore, and he still lowered the boom. And it's football. It happens. Am I going to go as far to call it a cheap shot? No. It's a physical game, but he certainly could have let up just a little bit. And it looked like he knew what the hell was going on. And he said, hey, I got a clean shot. Let me make somebody feel it. So he paid for it. If I'm a Lions fan, I'm not sweating it too much. This is a team that's 7-1. They're rolling. They're the best team in the NFC. They're looking at a Super Bowl. Let's see if Coach Campbell doesn't screw him over being too aggressive on the way there. Okay.
I agree. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Andrew, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, look, the Detroit Lions are going to face like a 4th and 10, like the final minute. And Dan Campbell, instead of kicking a field goal to win the game, he's going to go for a touchdown. That's how he rolls, man. That's how he does it. I'm sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. When we come back, we'll talk about the college football playoff. We got the first rankings. We'll give you some updates as well on some NFL trades from today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.